Well, it is time this morning to visit with our friends over at Baxter Regional Medical Center to get the latest on the COVID-19 numbers. We are joined this morning by Baxter Regional CEO and President Ron Peterson, also Baxter Regional's Director of Pharmacy, Ryan Killian, and Director of Marketing, Tobias Pugsley. Gentlemen, good morning.
Well, good morning.
How are you doing today?
Doing well. Hoping there's no snow in the forecast.
Well, it's a possibility of it. Hopefully, it will. Hopefully, it won't do too much. But Ron, let's get to first. Can you update us on the latest local Baxter Regional COVID-19 numbers?
I can. You know, recently we've seen the largest daily increase in COVID numbers, both nationally and in the state of Arkansas. So you're going to see all these numbers are on the rise. The total number of cases across the state are up to 581,134. Active cases are up to 32,280, and that's up 5,118 from the previous day, which is a huge increase. Hospitalizations are at 775. Those are on ventilators are 118, and we've seen 9,248 deaths since the beginning of COVID due to COVID. In Baxter County, there's a total of 6,717 cases. Currently, there are 191 active cases, which again is up significantly. And if you look at Baxter County and the five contiguous counties in Arkansas, it's up to 561 active cases right now. So that is up significantly. I think the last time we were talking, which was about a month ago, we were in the 100s, and we thought that was up. So up significantly. As a system, we have tested 39,301 individuals. We have identified 3,589 positive cases. We have admitted 1,104 individuals to the hospital due to COVID. Currently, we have 19 COVID inpatients. Six of those are in our intensive care unit, and two are on ventilators. We've had a total of 640 employees who have tested positive for COVID. Currently, there are 40 active, and of course, they are at home and in isolation. If you look at the vaccines, as a state, we've have fully vaccinated 1,509,843 individuals, which is 53.1%. And in Baxter County, we're at 45.2% fully vaccinated. And Baxter Regional Medical Center has given 25,431 doses of vaccine.
As far as those rising cases, Ron, is there any indication on how much that is due to the Omicron variant?
You know, according to HHS data, Region 7, which includes Missouri, is about 80%. They're saying 80% is Omicron. And Region 6, which includes Arkansas, they're saying is 98% Omicron. And according to the Arkansas Department of Health, 92% of all of Arkansas, if you just look at the state of Arkansas, is due to Omicron. So I think Omicron is here, and I think it's moving rapidly.
Ryan, let me go to you this morning. Can you tell us a little bit about the availability of the monoclonal antibody fusions for COVID-19 patients and how that is changing with this latest Omicron variant?
Absolutely. All of our monoclonal antibodies currently are allocated through the federal government to the Arkansas Department of Health and then ultimately on to us. Two of the three monoclonal antibody infusions, bamlanivimab etesevimab and casirivimab and devimab, that we've used over the previous year have now been found to be ineffective against the Omicron variant. As Ron mentioned, with Omicron now being the dominant variant, the federal government has stopped allocating those to areas where Omicron is predominant. We do still have a small supply of these left over. The third monoclonal antibody, sotrovimab, is still effective. However, it is in very short supply and high demand. We do have doses of that available, but our supply is extremely limited. We are only available to receive that once a week from the Arkansas Department of Health, and they allocate those numbers based on what our local case numbers are. These are available only with a physician order, but you can consult with your primary provider about eligibility and then getting an order.
Ryan, as far as the latest vaccine eligibility guidelines, any updates on that?
Absolutely. We actually had two updates yesterday from the CDC concerning the timing of boosters and then some immunocompromised patients. So Pfizer now, if you receive the original series of Pfizer vaccinations, you don't have to wait 6 months for your booster. You only have to wait 5 months. However, if you did receive Moderna as your original vaccination, the recommendation is still 6 months. And they also have recommended now 5 years old and up are able to receive what's called the third dose 28 days after their original series if they're immunocompromised. So those are two new developments. And the listeners may have also heard that the FDA has recently put out a news release that boosters have been approved for 12 years old and up. However, the approval process for vaccines is two-step. We're currently not quite ready to administer those boosters yet. The FDA approves the safety of the vaccine changes, and then the CDC actually provides us the guidance for administration, such as the dose and then the dosing schedules. So the CDC should meet by the end of the week to provide guidance on those, and then we will be able to move forward with providing those boosters. We're just not quite ready yet. We're waiting to receive that guidance.
Okay. Tobias, let me go to you right now. The hotline, is it still available if anyone wants to schedule a vaccine or a booster?
Yes, absolutely. We still have that up and running. That number is 870-508-7001, and that is a, sort of our one-stop shop call number if you want to book a vaccine, if you need to get it booked for a test. If you want to talk to somebody, it could also transfer you to our hotline. So that's all available right there. And as Ryan just said, with the criteria and the guidelines, if you're eligible, please call and get that vaccine booster scheduled.
Okay. Ryan, do you have any closing thoughts?
Well, we're in round three, basically, of COVID, and we all know the routine. We want to make sure that we're smart as we go out in the public, and we want to wash our hands very often. That's very critical. We want to make sure that we're wearing a mask, which I'm seeing an increased number of people wearing masks around the community, and that's good. And we want to watch our distance when we're out in crowds. The more distance we can keep between somebody, the better. And I want to encourage people to get vaccinated. Two of the 19 patients that are in the hospital are vaccinated. I know we're hearing a lot of things about people getting the Omicron, even though they are vaccinated, and a lot of people are, but I believe the severity is much less if you are vaccinated. So I would like to encourage you to continue your vaccination and your boosters.
All right. We've been talking with Baxter Regional President and CEO Ron Peterson, Director of Pharmacy Ryan Killian, and Director of Marketing Tobias Pugsley. Gentlemen, we hope you have a good day and stay safe out there.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. It is now 10 minutes past 7 o'clock. That's Century 21 Lee Mack Realty News Time. We'll have more news in just a moment.